Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
The Apostle Paul asked the Romans, "What does it, that is, the faith that comes from righteousness, say?" He answers, "The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Romans 10:8-10. Did you know that some preachers interpret these words to authorize what they call the sinner's prayer? There really is no scriptural foundation for the so-called sinner's prayer. We must confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But simply uttering the sinner's prayer is contrary to the Word of God. We must confess Christ before men, so He will confess us before the Father in the last day. Matthew 10:32-33. But no inspired preacher ever stopped with men's confession of faith in Christ. They commanded penitent believers, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. Confession is a necessary condition in our obedience to the gospel, but it is not sufficient. But what does it mean to confess that Jesus is the Son of God? Is there not more than merely saying that Jesus is the Son of God? If we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of Almighty God, does not that faith obligate us to do the will of God? Jesus told His disciples, "Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity." Matthew 7:21-23. No truth is plainer in the Bible than this. If we believe in Jesus Christ as God's Son, we must do whatever He commands us to do. Acts 8 records the conversion of an Ethiopian official. The man was riding along in a chariot when the Lord sent a preacher to teach him the truth. The preacher, Philip the evangelist, preached Christ to the man. As the two of them went on their way, they came to some water. The Ethiopian asked the preacher, "What hinders me to be baptized?" Philip responded, "If you believe with all your heart, you may be baptized." The Ethiopian confessed his faith in Christ, and he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Acts 8:35-38. If an alien sinner truly believes, he must be baptized to have his sins washed away. At least, that is what happened on the day of Pentecost. Acts 2:38. The so-called sinner's prayer has nothing to do with removing our alien sins. However, when one has truly obeyed the gospel and then sins against the Lord, he must confess his sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. If he sins publicly, he should confess his sin publicly. If his sin is private, there is no scriptural basis for a public confession. Of course, every sin, whether public or private, is a sin against our holy God. We must do whatever it takes to make it right with God. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, will you not this very day confess your faith in Him? Repent of the sins that separate you from God, and be baptized to have your sins forgiven, to be added to the Lord's church, and to be on your way to heaven. Are you not waiting for that day to hear our Lord say, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? Thank you, and may God bless you.